You have no idea. In the end, we have to kill those wasps. Every year, the madness, anyway, you don't know, and then if you put your hand there, maybe they'll bite, and the bite, mm-hmm. sting is not good. It's painful. But then, Mani's broken trunk, it was. Little cracks here, there. But she was using it, you know. The top is okay, but from the side, it can, something can go in. So, the wasps were gone in there, and poor Mani doesn't know. She's outside, and what time she made. And one day, when she opened the trunk, the lid, inside the lid, nest and the mud nest, and so many mud nests, poor thing, she had a time cleaning all that. And here she's like that, because out of the way place, there are more. I don't think they're in the city somewhere. Hmm? They're not there, at your place? Well, not rare. That too, kind of, that wasps, they're not nice. They bite very. They won't bite like that. They won't come and bite you like that. But if you touch them, then they bite. Mm-hmm. They don't have to bite from one of those big ones, you know, not small ones. Dark brown, with the tail part, yellow stripe, black stripe, yellow stripe. What did I know? There was, from the tree, a mango was fallen, but the mango was eaten by the night bird or something, and the green skin, the skin was nice and yellowish, and it was a broken thing. Means the thing looked whole, but at this part was open. And but Sheba used to run, so I thought it would come in Sheba's under her foot, and if Sheba slips, it's not good for the legs. So I took that. I just took that thing to throw it away from out of Sheba's way because she'd be running. But when the thing was inside, what did I know? And I held it. It stung me so hard. And I just shouted, throw it away. But it was worse than a scorpion bite. Mm-hmm. Oh, it pained me so much. 2 days ago, then I don't think she had his antihistamine. I don't know what she gave me, but there's no cure to it. Anyway, it was swollen, and it was for 2 days I had that pain. And then very gradually it started going down. After 2 days. These big bees, they're called bees. They're not honeybees at all. They're different kind of bees. And the same kind of bee was in Baba's room. I said, now, nobody was there. I had gone and said, wasp should be killed. This is very dangerous kind of work. But how to kill it? I can't bring in my slipper inside Baba's room. How to clean it? So I said, oh yes, the big brush, Baba's chair, that part, a wood part, you know, I can hit hard because it's very strong. That wasp is so big that you have to hit it very hard. So I went to the cupboard to get that brush, and when I returned, the wasp had run away, flown away. So they have an instinct, very strong instinct. Mosquitoes have such strong instincts, you have no idea. The mosquito is sitting there, no? And you say, oh, I'm a mosquito. I haven't done that. I'm just prepared to, thinking of killing it, it flies away.
It must be psychic. Many,
yes. Most of the time it has happened there. And then when there's a light, and you see the mosquito, so when you do this, so the shadow comes near, it moves away so fast, however. So what I do, I turn myself around, get the whole shadow fall on it, there's a shadow on it, and I don't like mosquitoes, I feel itch for more than half an hour, it's very allergic to me, I don't like them. Mm. Poor Gavin and Katie the same. Kitty gets all bumsy.
Yeah, I get
green smell also. Yes.
Was Baba there when you were stuck?
No, Baba was Mastur. We were lucky there, we had the hedge, you know, like, what do you call this? Not hedge, what do you call this? Boundary? The compound? There was no boundary, but along the boundary, some very nice person had planted these mango trees. And these mangoes, there was 12, 13 or 14, I don't know how many there were, but about that. And they were all mangoes that were on the mango trees. And weren't we happy? Yes. And we ate all the mangoes. But we did, we had them all. We said to Gavir, have them brought down when they're ripe, half ripe, and then and Meru will help you to put them in such, they have to be put in, rolled up in paper, and put in, we had a big old tub, so in that. So Gavir said, all right, because Gavir couldn't be alone, so many mangoes. And all of the mangoes from the tree can't come down. This tree, a few, this tree, a few, this, there will be quite 30 or so, how many mangoes, Gave to bend down to there. And so I made a set, we come with you, and we went in this separated quarters, they were, you know, servants' quarters, as you call it, they were empty little rooms, three, four, in one room bed there. It was like a tin roof, and it was nice and hot inside. He said, this is nice to ripen the mangoes, have to get ripe before we eat. So we got newspapers, iron made over tear pieces off, and roll the mango, give it to Gave, Gave put it in the tub, and then we fast roll them, give it to her, and she would arrange them in the tub, and next day some more, and so on. Well, after that, you know, I and Meru left Gave to her mangoes and herself. We didn't go it next day. We went 2-3 days, but there were now a few more, and then the ripe ones, we didn't go to fetch the ripe ones. Ripe ones, Gave would go and examine which are the ripe ones and to bring them in a basket. She brought it over and then gave it to Nadja, where the servants, maids, they all washed it and all that. And the ripe, you know, nice and ripe yellow ones on the table. A lot of mangoes on the dining table, and boiled rice, and dahi, you know, yogurt. And it was so hot in summer, so we had just mango, boiled rice with a lot of yogurt on it, you know. It was so nice when it was heat. So we used to eat just that for lunch, and when Baba one day came, hupa joyo.
What about you? What did you do yesterday, Mary?
Well, let me see what. A little bit of gardening, my own things, bath, and everything. And yes, in my room, and folded and arranged my clothes. And I don't like the stitching, but in Baba's room, it took me time. By the time it was 1 o'clock, we had a food and lunch.
Sarah, you were talking about when you'd been to Dehradun. Did you tell us what Baba had taken you to Hardwar and Simla from there?
Yes, Simla, that's right. We went there in 1946 when Margaret left India. And that was 46. But it was summertime. When did she leave? Now, let us see, February, March, maybe March. Yeah. Irene also left the same time. She must have left in January, Irene. And then Margaret was still with us. Then we went from here to Dehradun. And what happened? Let me see. Margaret and Rano were to join us to come. But which time we're talking? Dehradun, we've been many times to Dehradun. Ah, in Pippi's house, yes. Yes, Margaret, Kitty and Rano, they joined us at Manmar station somewhere because we were staying here separately. And so we picked them up and we went together to Dehradun. And they very nice house. Very, very, it was not in the town, never in the town. You know, it's always outside the town, wherever Baba and we have to stay. We don't like too many people all around here. So it was a very lovely place. Very nice garden, too many trees, too many everything. And when the rains came, there were too many, what do you call this, shining flies?
Fireflies?
No, what do you call them?
Fireflies?
No, they shine like light.
Yeah. Fireflies.
Fireflies. Thousands. Fireflies. And there were trees, bushes out in, here. It was all thick. We didn't go there. It's very fertile and much rain and all that there. So everything grows luscious, very too much of everything. All these green big trees and bushes and all that was full of fireflies. The night looked so beautiful, thousands and thousands and thousands. Very lovely. And they had a magnolia tree and whatnot, and gardenias and everything. It was very lovely. And then one pathway going towards the dry river bed from our house is long pathway. It's all open. I mean, not open, but the grounds very big for this house. It was very big grounds. And this pathway, both sides were rose bushes, and the season came, you have no idea how full of roses they were. We were tired breaking the roses. And each one of bunches and bunches. And then we didn't know what to do with them. You know, so many. We had to get bottles and glasses, put them near Baba's photo here, and somebody's photo there. And we had mantelpieces, you know, because Dehradun is very cold. So every house has a mantelpiece. So on the mantelpiece, we had Baba's photo there. On both sides, we put two vases. Not a bunch of roses inside, but those roses were very beautiful. They were not those big, open ones. They're round like buds, you know. Very lovely shape, lovely ones. It was a pink, they were all pink, and so on. Then you know, we're like that. How this is a little bit further, its own compound, but inside the own compound was orchard of pear. Pear means guava. Mm-hmm. Many, how many trees? There were more than 50 over trees, maybe, which we didn't count. But there were people to look after. Hey, Baba. Yes, there were some native men, you know, who were like servants looking after that place. They have to, night also keep watch, daytime also keep watch. Daytime the parrots come and birds come and peck at the guavas, and one peck and the guava is out of, what do you call it, of no use. Mm. So that's a loss. This man has to make money from this orchard. So never mind, he pays the servants to all the time. They have a tin box. Tap, 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 tap. Got a little headache here. Anyway, and then we were busy doing things in the kitchen, so we didn't hear. But when we came on the terrace or something, then we could hear and all that. And then the night time also, they kept watch. The night birds would come along. But each guava would be so big and lovely, sweet guavas. And the whole plantation of guavas, just guavas, guavas, guavas. Lovely trees all together. There were many, many close together like this.
Would this look like Baba's in seclusion, Niranjanpur?
Huh?
Niranjanpur?
Niranjanpur. I don't know that place. Jaunpur?
Near Jaunpur. Some place Baba was in
seclusion. Jaunpur. Baba was in Jaunpur. Where was Jaunpur? No, I don't think Baba was in seclusion. Jaunpur was a new lifetime. Now, before that, Baba went, I don't know.
Well, this place you're talking about, Baba was with you again?
Where? Dehradun?
Yes. In this place you're describing?
Yes. Baba was with us. Margaret was with us. Kitty and Rano, and Katie, Horshed, Katie, Kitty, Rano, and Margaret. And Margaret was leaving for the West. She had stayed about 4 years or something, 4 or 5 years, I don't remember exactly. But Margaret and Irene left one after another in 46. And then we continued staying in Dehradun. That place is very nice. I was on the upstairs, the lovely big rooms. Kitty had the nice little bedroom to herself, and then one room is very nice, big, and open with lovely windows, looking over the garden. And there, Rano, Katie, Naja, who else? One more person, yes, one more person was there. Korset, Katie, Naja, Rano.
Money?
No, Money, myself, was in this room, and there was a tiny room attached to our room. There was Meru was her room, because our room didn't have a place to put a third bed because there was a nice cupboard there and so on. There were windows.
Gava?
Hmm?
Dr. Gava?
No, she was not joined us, not as yet.
Oh.
44 she must have come. This is, how is it? It's 46. Gava was
she
not
came,
there.
She came 47.
Gava 47, no? Hmm.
But from this place you went to Simla?
Yes, from there to, yes, this place. We call it Pipi's bungalow. Why Pipi? Because this servant was... she was a gardener's wife or something like that. She was a gardener's wife anyway. She was very sweet, tiny, thin thing, and she had 3, 4, 5 children. I don't know how many children she had. At least 3 she had. And where did the children play, do you know? There was a well, and the wall on the well around the thing, a tiny baby, one child 5 and 6 years old, and one small baby 1 year old, something like that. So mother would come to work for us, you know, fill water or whatever. She'd give the eldest child, who was only maybe 6, 7 or 8 years old, I don't remember now, and the other child was 5 years old, and this baby was 1 year old. So all they were just, what would you call, ignorant children. Mm-hmm. They would play on the wall of the well. They would play on the well. And here from far, we used to be afraid, my Parunji, they lived as a child from there and fall in a well, but this is how they played. I mean, sat there nicely. They would play down there. Down also on the floor, on the ground, and the grass, but then they put the baby on the wall also. Quite unconcerned. This is how they, but the very funny part is this, I'll tell you. This woman, Pipi, we named her Pipi, because when she talked, in a fine voice, she had, "Nai bhai, very fine voice, so we called her Pipi. So this is Pipi's bungalow. So see, this woman, what happened was, she was married to, in a village somewhere, far from Dehradun, far outside Dehradun. But her in-laws and her husband, I don't know who, that detail I don't know, some of them. Anyway, she was not happy. Happy means she was much work and all that, whatever. She was like happy at all. She was not happy there. She ran away from that place and she came out to Dehradun and sort of just left the place. She couldn't stand anymore. She came here and she found this Mali in his house, and she stayed with him, and they lived together as husband and wife without getting married. Now they had already, and they had these three children. So we did not know. After we stayed there for quite some time, in a month or 2 months, I don't know. We stayed there for a long time. Baba came to know that, I don't know. But Baba came to know. Baba was very not pleased at all. So Baba said, "No, you all must get married." We had to laugh so much, you know. So these two people, they had respect enough for Baba. So she said, "Yes, Baba." So they went out, these people gathered there, you know, panchayat. Panchayat means a group of people. How we say?
Relation?
Relatives, but counselors,
witnesses?
And in their religion, they have, they have priests, so there are five people who can agree to this, and they must pass this thing. "Oh yes, you can marry us." And, I don't know what. I can't explain. Anyway, that permission was taken, but they were told that they want to marry. Like, "Oh yes, all right." And then, so the marriage took place, and they came to our compound, and under a tree, they did some kind of a worship
ceremony.
Ceremony and all that. So here we had a good laugh. You know, after having three children, they got married. But Baba said, "No, you must marry. No, you can't live together like that." So before God and man, they got married. I've always liked that. So that's Pipi's bungalow. But that bungalow now, that was 1946. And then 47 years. No, from there we went to Simla with Baba. This Mani, myself, Meru, and Kitty. Four of us with Baba. With Baba was Kaka and maybe also Donkin. Because we didn't see them, but there were two Mandali with Baba. But Donkin was there and Kaka was there, just two of them. And anyway, Simla. It's very lovely there and so on. And then we came back here. Baba took us to that time, what year? 47 was just about independence, you know, this Garbar, this was going on, Garbar means whatever you call it. So the British were still there. So in Simla, the British were still there. And so they had this lovely theatre where the English people, what do you call it, played plays, or what, concert, what do you call it, play, stage plays and all that. So there was one stage play, because the season, summertime season, so Baba took us to see this. First time I saw these English people act on the stage and all that. Lovely little theatre. So there was, in one corner, there was a lovely table, and on that there was a vase, flowers. And when I saw it, this white table and white, same kind of porcelain vase, lovely, and I always liked particular things. And I said, "Marriage." Anyway, there were scenes of change and all that, so on. When we went home, I told Mani, "Didn't you like the vase, the lovely vase in the corner? Lovely white vase, bronze porcelain, it looked lovely with flowers." And she said, "White vase? No, I saw it was metal vase. When you see it properly, it was lovely brass, shiny vase, you know." No, it was white. She said, no, it was. Then we said, Kitty, did you? Kitty said, I didn't notice. I was looking at the flame. But Kitty said next day, you know, when in the morning, she says, I'm going to find out, go to these people and find out, was the vase white or was it metal? It was too funny for words. But yeah, but Kitty did go. She got dressed up and after breakfast and all that, and she went to the theater. We shut, wouldn't it be in the morning? But how she found the people there and how she asked, it was Kitty's business really. She could only do it. And then she found out that in certain scenes, they had the white vase, and certain scenes that the metal was. So both money and metal, both were right, you know. So she put the whole thing. Cleared up the whole. As we were still going on, no, it was white, she said, no, it was metal. So there's no more dispute about it. Yes, Kitty's always there. Then she saw some European ladies' house. So Babu was with the Mandali most of the time. So Kitty said, but she had asked Baba, she's, can I go and see and talk to these people and let us see why they're here, they posted here, who they are. And so she wanted to find out. So she went to these people, Western people, it means British. One or two houses she visited, had a nice good talk with them, and then found out who they were, why they were there, and so on. Kitty was always like to be busy all the time, active. The snow is very hard and similar. I know 3 feet of snow, I don't know.
Did it take you to
Haridwar
also?
Haridwar? Haridwar is somewhere very far away.
You
went there, and we were talking similar, yes. Come back to Dehradun. Yes, that time once we went to Haridwar. That time once Margaret was with us, that time we went to Haridwar, when we came back. After that, Margaret left, after a month or so. Yes, we went to Haridwar. The next trip, it was through the forest, and they told us there were elephants in the forest, and Baba stopped our car right in the middle of the forest. I never was. Anyway, we were around the bushes here and there, something coming along, some kind of sound, you know, through the dry leaves or something. But no, it's quite safe, it was. We can't tell in this deep forest. So we went to Haridwar. It was very lovely in the evening on the riverside. They, you know, green leaves, they're sold. These are sold in the shops. Big green leaves are with dry, tiny, certain kind of sticks, you may call the sticks or whatever it is. Tiny, tiny pin kind of wooden. They're stitched together here, there, like a boat. Like a bowl, like that. Two big green leaves. Inside, they put a tiny light that is very light in weight, and one or two flowers in it. And on the Ganges, is people who come there in the evening, they love to do that on the water and the Ganges to their, what do you call it? This,
offering.
And the love for doing it, and it's very lovely. And all these lights going on with the waves, or up, bumping up, how is it? Bobbing up and down very slowly, very slowly. Very lovely in the evening. The sight was very lovely. And there were the temples there, and we could hear them sing aarti. And the
river?
Women going with flowers. Ganges. Ganga. And then we saw the Brahmin ladies with the flowers in their hair, very nice tip-top, you know, all oiled hair, shining, very clean, all that, with a tray around with flowers and little sweets in it, and a light. And they go to the certain temple. One goes Ram temple, one goes Krishna temple. And women, not in a crowd, one by one, they go there, and then time they gather there. And say aarti, Ram aarti, Krishna's aarti, etc. And then the little bell is rung slowly. We were in a hotel very near to that place, very near. From the top we could see everything that was taking place. But many things funny also took place, you know. No, this was very nice. And then there was, you know, this stone built big, what do you call it? Bank. Bank was all built in stone. All clean and all that. So there were. Then the evening, Kirtankari is the person who tells the stories of all the great ones. You must know how to say it. And there's a person who plays the harmonium. So he says a few passages of the story, a little bit of the story, and then he says the song. He starts with one word, and that person who's trained, he picks up that word and sings two lines of the song belonging to the story, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty the way they do it. And so on, the whole story of Ramayana, sometimes Krishna, Mahabharata, sometimes which saints, I'm saying, very lovely, the people who love on to gather, they gather, some get up and go away, some come and again gather. It's free for anybody to come and listen to the story, you know. The ones who are very devout, and of course they give him money. When last they get up, they have to give them. So on. So that also taking place here, and the open space here, you know, all this stone platform, not platform, or even. Yes, the ground was all clean, very clean, nice, and then they all good for art, you know. The evening time is very lovely, and those lights on the river and all that. But this thing was very funny, was this, that one temple is a little bit in the water, so you go like over a little bridge or something, I don't know, I don't remember, it was something like that. Anyway, it was there. So people there, and the offering was to the Ganges. So the Ganges also, they're very distinct from Ganges, very sacred river and all that. So they throw in the money. Money, you know, two annas, four annas, with some people who can afford eight annas, so on. So the money gathers under the riverbed, in the riverbed. In that place, the river is not very, very deep, maybe here that much deep. So from the top, one, what we saw was this. One Hindu person, nice, biggish person like that, you know. He, on his feet in the water, here, of course, being a man, he has no clothes here anyway, but in the riverbed, he's standing that high in the river, and he's doing this. It's too funny. So we asked, what is he doing? At last we had to ask somebody who it was, I don't know. They told us he's looking for money. With his feet in the sand, he was feeding for money. Mm. So that's how he's fetching out money. This kind of people also go there to make money from themselves. The other people throw it in, the other people take it out, and so on. Yes, so this goes on. It's such fun, you know. So whenever we came out, the man is still moving around. I said, what is this? He's still looking for money.
Did Baba enjoy it?
Baba coming and going, we see, but he would go with the Mandi. He always talk to the Mandi instead, because much we got, we were free and like that. I mean, we didn't go up on the terrace and watch them there, right, very high up, or be at our room window watching out. The hotel was Hindu hotel, very near this place where this people liked this hotel, because they could see what was taking place around. And so on. But then in the evening, the lights on the river bobbing up and down, very lovely, this green leaves with a flower, a little light in it. Then the Kumbh Mela came, girl. That time, it was nice to be there, I mean, in Haridwar. But it's not, that's the same hotel, we couldn't live there. It's too small for about 4 days. We stayed there, 4 days, 5 days, I don't remember. But we had, that was a new lifetime. That other time that I'm telling you of this temple and this, you know, I told you, that was not a new lifetime. That was, we were staying in Rishikesh. From there we had come over to Haridwar. We were nice to have an excursion, we all. Through the forest, you know, Rishikesh forest, there's a beaten path. We go and then we cross. You know, from our house, is the river is here. Haridwar is here on this side of the river. Then you come on the boat to come on this side. And this is... Haridwar is far away. Some how many miles, I don't know. Thank you. Haridwar, so... it's far away. I don't know how many miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, that I don't know. But, and Rishikesh is a bit late this side. Rishikesh, there's no town. There are only huts of the sadhus and the Japitapi. Japitapi is one who repeat God's name night and day. Mm-hmm. So they are in caves or maybe under trees or like that. So India still has a little bit of a spiritual atmosphere.
A little bit
is left over, so Baba brought it up again. Brings it up. You all coming and brought it in the America. In America also, Baba spread his atmosphere of love and all that. So that's where you all feel it. Others feel love for God, but they don't know where to turn, you see. Like who has spread this atmosphere.
Mm.
I don't know what you call it, of love for God.
Mm.
So then the Hare Krishna cult started soon after Baba's body. And many things started. All these new gurus have come up, all these new people are, they know that Baba's name is famous and how Westerners, you know, came for Baba in 1969, even after Baba dropped his body. All that is much known to many people, and so they take advantage and they read Baba's books and now they have following of their own. That's why Baba said, hold on to my Dhamma. Baba knew these things are going to come up.
Mm.
And it is so. The Westerners will follow some other people in America. There are many Yoganandas and whatnandas, I don't know. But
Muktanandas?
Yes, many, many. There are mutts and ashrams and all that. No, less, many there are. So people like that because there's, how do you say, what do you say? Tangible thing, as you said, you must meditate, now do this, now like this rule, all that. So they're doing something, they know they're doing something, you know, like that. And some, for Baba, when you love, you just love and wait and love him, like Jesus. They were all his disciples, John and Peter and
Matthew
and Thomas, all these. Well, they went out to spread Jesus' name.
Mm.
And how they succeeded. Because Jesus is helping also, his divinity is there. And so these people, half of the world became Christians.
Mm.
So that's how. Others, Buddha's this side, we went not this side. Not towards Persia, this side. What is this side called? East? Towards Tibet and even to China and Japan. Buddhism. North. India must be with Assam, Burma, all Buddhism. And Ceylon. Also Ceylon ledge. Buddha's one truth is kept in the place, very beautiful and all that.
In Ceylon?
Yes.
In Burma they have...
Stupas.
In Burma they have a huge temple and it's said that inside the
distributed. I don't know where they are. One here, one there, Gusajin and his brother gets it. Who gets it, we don't know. Maybe Gulma had one and so they were all there. Like last when we were in Hyderabad, then Baba gave me the last one that was in Tomji Peepat. That was the one that, after taking that out, then we asked Baba to have this stocking made, what do you call it?
Dentures.
I didn't like it, but he said, Baba, you're going to the West, it's next. And I said, all right, so Baba went to the Mandali and all that. There was a European, what do you call it, a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
He made nice ones. But Baba never liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Baba never ate it with that. But when going to the West, we asked Baba to wear it, and so the Baba was the top part, not the blow. Baba didn't like it, and anyway, Baba, I don't know how Baba was able to wear the top and not the bottom, because it hurt the, what do you call it? The gums, it would hurt, but no, it must be beyond it, but that's why. Anyway, that's why, that time also, in the accident time, got hurt. But without dentures, Baba was in the second accident, that time also Baba's tongue was hurt, cut. 2-3 places.
Mm-hmm.
And Baba said, she applied some, I think, worship blood, I don't know. But I put it with a spoon, you know, right at the back of his tongue, fruit juice or some liquid food. Mm-hmm. Baba looks so sweet, just like a child, just to open his mouth. That time we did not know it was such a serious accident.
Mm-hmm.
We would think that first accident Baba's foot got all right, but this time also his foot would get all right. Mm-hmm. Before that, how beautifully Baba used to walk from Manali, used to come walking fast on Manali, trying to keep up with Baba. I still saw once, you know, I was near the gate, such a way that I was not. peeping out of the gate, but inside, we had a little garden, a side view I could see from the road, from here. But I heard some, like, walking, lot of noise like that. So I looked up, I saw Baba walking fast and Manli running after Baba, trying to catch up with Baba, was just walking. Satara. This is all Satara. Second accident happened in Satara. So little before second accident, Baba used to walk so beautifully and quite young and beautifully. Baba looked and so beautiful. He used to go for must work and all that. And then it was, I don't know, sunshine outside. Anyway, he couldn't take a walk like that. So the house was built so that there's a very longish veranda on the front, because there's Baba's bedroom, then the drawing room, then our bedrooms. So all the space was in the front, was a nice long veranda. And the veranda continued around Baba's bedroom this way, so like this, and then around our room here. Our room was this side, middle was the, what do you call it, drawing room. And the dining room partitioned. So I was to walk fast, up and down, fast, up and down. It looked so sweet walking. Nice to do gardening. I was to look at Baba still walking. I was just do water the garden. I was just to say something. And then afterwards, Baba said, "Now finished. I'm going to eat. So this means now stop, finish. And gardening was what is Baba stop is walking. Just this much, and I knew Baba wanted me to come inside. And so we washed our hands, and then Baba would be at the table. Baba washed his hands, and he served food. When they had this nice idea, you know, Shiva was to go around free. She's come to the house, and at our place nobody came. We were just like that. So the front, we had a strange kind of veranda. It's a long veranda, and a little bit, again, a little veranda, you may call it, yes, a little piece square like that also. And so that square piece, one corner was the space nobody was using. Who was using that space? Nobody. We were not using it anyway. We had the drawing room and this long veranda. And the square thing was just there. It was connected with the veranda. And so in that one corner, we stored Shiva's dry grass, because of the green grass and monsoon we got. But the grass that she did not eat was dried by the what do you call it, the groom always. And then that would be brought and made fluffy and put in the corner. It'll come useful when the other green hay is not there in summer. So this stacked and stacked. So she would step over the step like this, and in the corner she would lean over in the corner and get the dry grass like that, you know. So that day I had some carrots also and had served Baba food. And Baba's back was to the front of the house, you know, where Shiva was there. And Baba was eating his food on the dining table. Rana was reading to Baba. Naja was in the kitchen. I don't know where Mani was in bed. So I was Baba, and then I saw Shiva, and then something came to mind. I said, give her a surprise to Baba. So I went quietly. So really speaking, I should have told Baba, but I wanted to give him a surprise. So anyway, I went, and Shiva was standing there. I made a great, put up much of courage, because nobody had got on her back. A new the horse feeling, a new person, what do you call it, a new feeling of something on his back, you know. He's not used to it. He might throw you. So, but never mind, I made brave. I said, never mind, another person is going to come to break Shiva, means to sit up, ride her first and make her used to the saddle and the riding and all the teacher. All that. I said, never mind, before that person sits on Shiva, I'm going to sit up. I'm going to ride Shiva. Jai Baba. So, yes. So then I went and put a few carrots, so she was very happily eating the carrots. At that time, there was a little wooden box that high, and a little box on the veranda. So I bought the box quickly and put it on the step. And she was near the step, so I could reach her. She was tall. How could I jump over? No saddle, no bridle, nothing. Only the halter was there, which I couldn't reach even. But never mind. On bare back, I struggled and got on her back. I want to see what is she going to do. But no, she was still eating carrots. She did not mind me sitting. So she went out eating the carrots and the hay. Just 1 second, I saw she's okay. I said, call her Baba, Baba. I call her Baba. Yes. Baba turned around. Baba said, why? Baba said, she's letting you sit on your... I said, yes, Baba. Baba said, that Baba did, you know. Then I got them at once. Before she could do any more anything. I was also in my heart. I knew that maybe, who knows. She comes in ahead and she starts skipping and jumping. We don't know. I have no bright and rain nor a saddle. So I got down. Yes, I got down. That is the, but I had my way, you know, to ride her before that man would ride her. All these years he brought her up, giving her milk and food and everything, petting and patting and kissing her, everything to ride. I said, no, the man, I must put her, sit on a horse.
Good.
Yes, that I remember. Yes, I was quite brave to do it. If she had thrown me, then finish. But she didn't. Yes.
So you didn't get scolded?
No.
No.
No, Baba said this, fine. Why scold? Why should Baba scold me? Baba, the horse is meant to ride. No, Baba didn't scold me. Then the squirrel babies, you know about the squirrel babies, how they came. You know about the squirrel babies, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
chipmunks. Yes, chipmunks. Chipmunks, they're crying on the roof since morning. I said, my, these chipmunks, what has happened? They're going tee-tee-tee-tee-tee, back and forth, tee-tee-tee-tee. What's happened to the babies? Isn't the mother there to feed them or something? Then at last we sent up a, the little girl who used to help me with the gardening, I sent her. She was slim and very agile. I said, you... I told the girls also, they agreed also, we go and see. So she went up and she said, no, these little babies are running here, and then they're running here, and mother's not there. Since the morning till afternoon, before 12 o'clock, since morning, they were running back. And we knew they were hungry. So both of them were caught. They came very easily in hand, I mean, to be caught very easily. She brought them down, brought them in a room, in a box, we put them in a cloth, and I give them milk to drink and everything. Then they were quite happy and all that. And so we kept them. When Baba came, we showed them Baba. Baba was very happy. See, Baba petted them with one little finger. Yes. And then Baba said, have you given them to eat? Yes, Baba, a little bit of milk. Baba said, yes, feed them. Nice, they'll grow up and all that. And then Peter would come and sniff in the box. I said, Peter, no, Peter, no. Peter wagged his tail to say, I know, these are squirrel. These are chipmunks. Yeah. So he's not going to hurt them because he would be running after squirrels when they outside in the compound. You know, he'd run after squirrels when they ran up the hill and what do you call the tree. So he was afraid of Peter, but no, Peter sniffed them. He was very happy. He sat down in the box, wagging his tail. So these are I'm going to look after them. And he was very happy. And so when we fed the chipmunks, you know, the bread and milk or something like that. So what was left over then when the chipmunks moved away, then Peter wagged his tail and came near and lick the little saucer. This is my share, you know. And he would love to eat that was over from what they ate, you know. That showed his love for them, you know. Then so much so that when we put the chipmunks out a bit, we shut the doors and put them out, then Peter would be near the box. The chipmunks would not know. No fear because they know they're babies. So they would go near Peter and find, or furry, that they feel like their mother, you know. So they would go near Peter. So Peter was very happy, put up his leg, yes, sit out there. And, yes. He said, oh, my, it's very funny, Peter will be so, and then that was so much fun that you should not hurt them, no? If they're near here, then you put up his leg like this, then, all right, you're welcome, all right, and so on. And you like that, and even if they tickled him, you know, on the tummy or something, but Peter would not move, say, as long as they're playing with me, and he was so loving and so sweet, Peter, you know? So one day I stole money, you better take a photo of this. But we couldn't take photo of Peter lying down, but we took both the kittens, I mean the baby squirrels, and Peter one morning, Mani had the camera ready, and the sun in the morning was just near Baba's bedroom, the sun, east was there, so Baba had gone to the mandali, so we went there near the wall, and Peter sat down, and we showed him squirrels, the squirrels, at once, and when we put them near Peter's feet, they got quickly, climbed up Peter's legs all up to here. I said, Mani, come on, take quickly. Yes, yes, I'm doing. But by the time Mani is doing like this, the squirrel started coming down. So that's why in the photo they are on his legs. Yeah. One is under here and one is here.
What's the top?
Satara, you said Satara. Then after the Kurusen, where they were grown up, and Baba said, we must leave them free, so not near a house, they might be coming inside. And by mistake, Peter catch them, we don't know what will happen after they're grown up, you know. So Mani took them in a compound, and there was a lovely big tree in an open space somewhere, and there were other squirrels playing there, so Mani opened the box and let them run up the tree, and then they were free that day. But we looked after them till they were grown up and well, and could look after themselves. It was very sweet to have them, you know. And Peter, then after that, you know, after we had the squirrels, he wouldn't want to go for his walk. Every evening, Rano, Mani, and Naja would go for a walk after Baba would go to his room. Then the men come from the other side. So we are free to go for a walk and do what we like. Anyway, Mani and they would go for a walk with Peter, give Peter a walk. So, of course, Peter would go for a walk every day. But when the squirrels came, Peter would not move from the box. He wouldn't want to go for a walk. So they had to put the leash out and pull him away and take him outside in the road. And when they were away from the house, then they took off the lead, and then, of course, Peter would play and have a walk